we are taking a very big step with bus rapid transit to really get it moving forward and really send the message that riding the bus is a cool thing to do.
A GPS device called Transit Signal Priority makes Metro Rapid buses different from others owned and operated by the Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority, or HART. It sends a signal to approaching lights that changes the signal to green. Beginning at Fletcher Avenue, the route runs 17.5 miles to Marion Transit Center in downtown. Merman, who is also on the HART Board of Directors, said the connection along Nebraska Avenue was a good place to start.
It's going to be connecting two huge employment centers. And that's really what matters to Hillsborough County. It's economic development, it's jobs, getting people to work.
When the concept for Metro Rapid was first batted around, officials considered offering wireless hotspots at stations or even Wi-Fi in the buses. Those plans have been scrapped because a study showed the demand didn't warrant the cost. But according to HART, stations will be built with infrastructure to eventually add signs showing when the next bus might arrive. Hillsborough County devoted more than $30 million to HART to complete the project after voters rejected a tax to fund it. But HART CEO Philip Hale said after some reevaluation, the county will likely get $7 or $8 million of that back.
To be blunt, I went in and we hired a new CFO just recently, about 6 months ago. We sat down. We went through a detailed analysis. We started scrubbing it. And we realized that by tweaking some of the things that we're doing is that we could probably get this done and save the county some money.
The county could use the refund to help pay for the next phase of the project, another Metro Rapid route that would run along Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That decision hasn't been made yet. Hale said the east-west line is still a ways off.
We're doing a 30% design now. We'll have to demonstrate that we have funding to complete the project. Speaking with Commissioner Merman today, our intent is to probably try to submit a needs assessment for the east-west and see that we can carry it to the next step. Until we get the needs assessment done and the ridership numbers finalized, right now it's basically a study.
But the groundbreaking ceremony was held at the intersection of Nebraska and MLK because HART Chair Fran Davin said someday it will be a huge public transit hub.
This intersection will be the connection point to make east-west and north-south, and the east-west is the second phase, work together to provide an integrated system.
The station being built on the southeast corner of that intersection sits on an easement that belongs to Walgreens. HART is using what's called eminent domain to take over the land to build the station. It will be complete with restrooms, shelter, and ticket sales, but Transit Authority CEO Hale said they're trying not to take over private land when possible.
As we're selecting our stations and locations, we're trying to develop it in such a way that we don't have to utilize eminent domain as much as least as we possibly can. There are a couple of cases we may have to, but we're working very hard with the landowners to ensure that we don't have a negative impact upon their property. At the same time, meet the demands of the transit system and make it successful.
S.E. Sims Jr. is chair of the East Tampa Partnership. He's been an integral part of making Metro Rapid a reality. Sims said all he really did was make sure the community had the ability to tell officials what they needed in public transportation.
We've invited the HART employees and directors to come out and give us input as to what was going to be happening in our community in the near future. So I've been facilitating meetings where the HART representatives have been out and have been really informative as to giving our community information as to what to see coming down the road.
Sims said the project will improve aesthetics along the Nebraska Avenue corridor, which he hopes will have a positive trickle effect on communities.
Second, it will get our residents to work a little bit faster for those that may, travel north on this particular corridor. The bus service itself will cause folks to be able to get people to a job faster and also cause people to be able to, be employed, hopefully.
Both HART and Hillsborough County officials praised Sims for his work on the project. But Sims said the work isn't over yet.
I have an ad hoc committee from our partnership that I instructed about several months ago to kind of follow along with this process as it's going through the different phases. And that way we'll continue to report back to our community. And also I'll be a hands-on individual as well.